Psalm 69. A Psalm of David. Save me, O God, for waters have come to the point of threatening my life. I am sinking in deep mire, and there is no foothold. I have come into depths of water, and the swell is engulfing me. I am weary with crying out. My throat is parched, and my eyes are exhausted as I wait for my God. They that hate me for no reason are more numerous than the hairs of my head. Those who would kill me, my enemies on false grounds, are mighty. But I have not exploited them, otherwise I would restore it. O God, you know my foolishness, and my misdeeds are not hidden from you. Do not let those who put hope in you be ashamed on my account, O my Lord, the Lord of hosts. Do not let those who seek you be discredited on account of me, O God of Israel. For I have uttered a reproach against you. Ignominy covers my face. I became estranged from my brothers and a foreigner to my mother's sons. For the zeal of your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. And I wept, subjecting myself to fasting, but it became a reproach against me. And I put sackcloth on as my clothing, and I became a byword to them. Those who sit at the gate speak against me, and those who drink strong wine make me the subject of their songs. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time, O God. In your great kindness, answer me with your saving truth. Deliver me from the mire, and do not let me sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and from the watery depths. Do not let the swell of water engulf me, and do not let the deep swallow me up, and do not let the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Lord, for your kindness is good. Turn to me in accordance with the abundance of your mercy, and do not hide your face from your servant. For I am in a strait. Make haste in answering me. Draw near to my being and redeem it. Ransom me on account of my enemies. For you know my reproach and my shame and my ignominy. All my adversaries are before you. Reproach broke my heart, and I became ill, and I hoped to be consoled, but there was no one, and I hoped for comforters, but I did not find any. And they gave me hemlock for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. May their table in front of them become a snare, and things pertinent to their welfare a trap. May their eyes become too dark to see, and make their hips falter continually. Pour out your indignation over them, and may the fury of your anger overtake them. May their castle become desolate. Let there be no inhabitant in their tents. For they pursue those whom you have struck, and they talk to the grief of those you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. May they be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am afflicted and pained. May your salvation, O God, lift me up. I will praise the name of God in song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. And may it be pleasing to the Lord, more than an ox or bull calf, which have horns and divide the hoof. The meek will see and be glad, those who seek God, and your heart will live, for the Lord listens to the poor. And he does not despise those of his in bondage. Let heaven and earth praise him, and the seas, and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion, and he will build the cities of Judah, and they will dwell there and take possession of it. And the seed of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell in it. To the choirmaster. Psalm 70. A Psalm of David for Remembrance. O God, hasten to deliver me. O Lord, hasten to my assistance. May those who seek my life be ashamed and disgraced. May those who delight in my harm be driven back and be made ignominious. May those who say, ha, ha, go back on account of their shame. May all who seek you exult and rejoice in you, and may those who love your salvation always say, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. O God, hasten to me. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I have put my trust. Do not let me ever be put to shame. Rescue me and extricate me in your righteousness. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock-strong dwelling place to go to at all times. You have given commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. O God of mine, rescue me from the hand of the wicked man, from the palm of the iniquitous and violent one. For you are my hope, my Lord, the Lord, and my security from my youth. I have been dependent on you since the womb, since my mother's belly from which you cut me loose. My praise has always been on your account. I became a marvel to many, and you were my strong refuge. May my mouth be full of your praise and of your splendour all day long. Do not cast me off in the time of my old age. When my strength has become exhausted, do not abandon me. For my enemies have spoken against me, and those watching out for a chance to take my life have taken counsel together and have said, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is no one to deliver him. O God, do not be far from me. O God of mine, hasten to my assistance. May those who take a stand against my life be put to shame and consumed. May those who seek my harm be covered in reproach and ignominy. But I will always wait, and I will add to all your praise. My mouth will relate your righteousness and your salvation all day long. I do not know the number of such deeds. I will come in the might of my Lord, the Lord. I will bring your righteousness to remembrance, yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I have been telling of your wondrous deeds up to now. Now also, at old age and grey hair, do not forsake me, O God, before I have told of your strength to this generation, and I have told of your might to all who are to come. And your righteousness, O God, is sublime, in that you have performed great deeds. O God, who is like you? Although you have shown us many adversities and troubles, you will restore us to life again, and lift me up again from the depths of the earth. You will increase my greatness and surround and comfort me. I too will give you thanks on the lute. I will make psalm melody of your truth to you, O God of mine, with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will rejoice when I make psalm melody to you, as will my being, which you have redeemed. My tongue too will utter your righteousness all day long, because those who seek my harm have become ashamed, because they have become disgraced.